I'm on prayers this morning, so I'll lead us in our prayers for others. And at the end of this prayer, I'll lead us in the Lord's Prayer. Almighty God, your Son Jesus Christ has promised that you hear us as we come to you in faith. And so in these few moments, we pause to pray for the needs of the world and for the life of our community and indeed for our own needs. I pray, Lord, that you will give wisdom to the leaders of the nations, that all may live in peace and mutual trust. Our prayers continue, O Lord, for the United States of America and Iran, that somehow, Lord, amidst the hostilities that exist and have done for many years between those two nations, that there may be substantive progress towards peace and resolution of the conflict that is taking place. Our prayers are similar for other places throughout the Middle East, in Gaza and Lebanon, for Ukraine and Russia. Lord, our hearts continue to go out for the people impacted so drastically by a war that has been going for many years. Again, Lord, please stir within the hearts of those who have the power to do so to bring about peace. Lord, we pray for the life of your church, that you'll send out the light and truth of your gospel, that all may know and love you. We pray, Lord, for the projects that Uniting World support and that in that way that we support. Particularly, we pray for the Church of North India and the various projects and ministries in the Diocese of Amritsar. Please bless the work that they are doing. And indeed, Lord, for the Ministry of Open Doors as well, particularly for this day, we pray for Mexico and the many needs that are happening within that nation. We pray for your blessing upon the work of organisations like Open Doors who seek to strengthen and support Christians that are persecuted. And we pray that, especially for those who serving Christ brings danger, that you'll give them the strength that they need this day. We pray, Lord, for the life of our community. We pray, Lord, and giving thanks for the many people that are able to share yesterday at Chapel Hill. And we pray for your blessing upon them in the ministry and mission that they continue to share. And for Reverend Karen Ross, the minister there, and for their church council and other leaders, and for the congregation in what they seek to do. We pray, Lord, for our school communities as well, and particularly today for Kenmore South State School, and for the administration team, for chaplains, and the school community in general. That may be a place where children are nurtured and supported, and generally across that community, that may be a place where people are able to know what it is to live in a community that's positive and encouraging, and yet also in the midst of that, be able to know what it is to respect one another. Lord, we continue to pray for many within the life of our own congregation. We continue to pray for Andrew and Dawn and their family as they continue to prepare for family visitors from down south. We continue to uplift them to you. We pray for Evelyn in her ongoing health needs. And as we prayed earlier for Anne and her family, her and Ralph and the family here in Australia, but over in South Africa, we also continue our prayers for Gwenda and Apichat, following the death of her brother. We pray, Lord, for your continued peace upon them and your comfort to be upon them. We praise you for all your servants, Lord, whose lives have honoured Jesus. Please encourage us by their example so that we may run with perseverance the race that lies before us and share with them the fullness of joy in your kingdom. And Lord, finally, we pray for our own needs as we continue into the rest of this day. May we look to you for all of our hope and life this day. Christ, who taught his followers the Lord's Prayer, saying, "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen."